Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Laurie Beth Jones, and this is my Blog Talk Radio show. And we are talking about leadership issues, career issues, all the things that people are facing in this economy. And my special guest today is Gay Lindfors, who was the former head of personnel for Northwest Airlines and attended a PATH seminar that I gave in Texas some years ago and realized that she was not living her mission and actually resigned from that job to launch her own career, one that she designed. And she has since written a book called Find a Job, Little Book for Big Success. So, Gay, are you on? Her website, she's not, she hasn't called in yet, but her website is significantsolutionsinc.com. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about in the show is that it's very important to get clear about what you came here to do. And in order to do that, you need a specific process to get clear about your mission. And once you're clear about your mission, then you line up your job searches, your career, with something that is going to allow you to live your mission. I'm a big believer that we need to be operating out of our highest gifts and calling at least 85% of the time. And yet in a survey that was done, Stephen Covey and Associates did a survey of 1,000 companies and asked employees how many were able to operate out of their highest gifts. Less than 10% said that they could. So to me, that's just a lot of wasted energy. That is something that hurts the marketplace. And imagine the family trauma that comes out of people not living their mission and vision. And so, Gay, are we on?
I'm here.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Great. Well, we're so glad to have you on, and I've already told them how terrific you were at Northwest Airlines and that you took my PATH seminar in Texas some years ago and got clear about your mission and vision and decided to launch your own career out of that. And I didn't know if you wanted to talk a little bit about that, and then we can get into the substance of our show, which is your book called Find a Job, Book for Big Success.
Thank you.
Welcome, Gay Lindfors.
Thank you so much, Laurie Beth. Good talking with you. Back in 2002, when I was trying to figure out why isn't this the right fit, and as you were just talking about, so few employees really feel like they're working out of their highest place, that they're where they really can contribute the most to where their heart and their mind is at. I was there, and once I got clear on my purpose, I knew something needed to change. I was working in an environment that didn't allow me to highlight, celebrate, and inspire significance in myself and others. That's my mission. Nothing wrong with the company. It just wasn't the right fit. So I started my own business, and now I just use that mission statement as my stake in the ground. The clients that I work with, the work that I do, what I write, what I speak about is focused on the significance of myself and others. And that was just a pivotal point in my life, making that connection between my purpose and my work.
Well, that must have taken a lot of courage for you to willingly leave a job that had prestige and certainly a monthly paycheck that was nice. And yet we were talking before the show about how many people have been, you know, tossed overboard in this economy. And let's talk a little bit about that and how your book can help them.
Yes, you're right. It does take courage to step out of your comfort zone and security, and yet when you know it's the right thing to do, it's a peaceful process filled with challenges, but your heart is still at the right place and your mind will follow. And I've been working a lot with people who really haven't had the choice of whether or not to stay employed or not, and my heart goes out to them. People who've been told, you know, we don't need your position anymore, and of course what the employee hears is we don't need you anymore. And I've been working in both workshops and coaching with people who are now unemployed, trying to figure out what's next. And two things occurred to me as I worked with these employees. First of all, I wanted to give them a tool, and in this case it was my book, where they could very quickly and easily take some steps to start moving towards finding another job. They could start doing things the next day. And then secondly, I wanted the foundation of my language and my writing and in my workshops to be about the significance, which again is about my purpose. It's about, even though you don't have a job, that hasn't changed who you are as a person. You are still a person of value, and you have gifts and talents to bring to this world. So I decided I want to get my message out there in my framework that I think is an important message. So I started writing, and I came up with Find a Job, the Little Book for Big Success.
So a lot of people, I think you talked about how the first step is letting them know that their mission in life is so much larger than their job, and that a
yes.
job is a temporary means of delivering your mission to the world, which I teach and talk about in the path. And in your book, you go into more detail about the interview. So many people get nervous about the job interview. What tips do you have for people with that?
Right. The interview just seems to be kind of a freeze point for many people, and I get that and I understand it. My best advice for having a good, successful interview is know yourself and be yourself. And I think one of the reasons we get so nervous, Lori Beth, in interviews is because we're afraid that we aren't going to know the answer to the questions.
Right.
But if we think about that for a moment, they're asking you questions about you, and you are the subject matter expert on you. So if you prepare for the interview by being clear on your skills, clear on your experience, you know what your accomplishments are, then you can show up and you know yourself and then just be yourself. So it's that preparation period. This is about you, and you have a chance to just toot your own horn.
Well, and I think some people are too shy about their gifts, and one of the things that we've realized in working together, I think, over time, is that if someone can sit down in front of a job, a potential employer, and say, my name is, for myself, Laurie Beth Jones, and my mission is to recognize, promote, and inspire divine connection.
Yes.
The workplace, and I'm a great connector. I connect ideas, I connect people, I connect concepts, and that's my gift. I'm a wind fire. I like fast results, and you know, so the more self-knowledge you have, then you save time because the interviewer doesn't have to pull out, like pulling teeth, you know, what is the personality of this person? How can they use me?
Right. Right. You're really showing them, this is who I am, and this is what I know, and this is what I can do for you. And that's where you're able then to clearly show them, without them knowing it, this is where I live out my purpose. This is how I do what I do. And you haven't even used language about purpose. You haven't used language about God. You're simply saying it in business terms that connects with them, whatever their faith belief is. It's wonderful.
Right, right. So why should someone read this book?
Well, I wrote this book in a way that is very easy to read. I call it a crash course book on how to find a job. So it's an easy read. It truly is a little book. But you can look at any chapter that you have specific questions on, whether it's networking, interviewing, writing a resume, finding your significance. You can look at that chapter and get an easy read, and you can throw it in your briefcase or have it next to your phone as a ready reference. So I've written it in a way that people will quickly be able to figure out, what do I do next?
Well, in the time that we have left, what is it that you want to change about the way we think about jobs and work?
I think we are at a point where we can start thinking differently about titles, organizational boxes, and rather think, what skills do I need on this project, and who has those skills, and how do I bring that person onto this team? So we're looking at it more from gifts and talents and abilities rather than who has the right title for the job. So that's one way I think we can change the way we work. The other way is, I would love organizations to start asking the question, what would happen if? And then asking, what would happen if employees wanted to bring their best to work every day and knew how to do that? What would happen if employers wanted their employees to have rich, full lives? You know, what would happen if supervisors knew how to give tough messages? I think if we can start creating an organization that is respectful and lets each of us live out our true selves, show up fully present, knowing that our life is bigger than our job, we'll be more productive and we'll be more successful.
I love the word successful, and
it's
sort of the American creed. You will be an American, you will be successful. And yet I find as I work with leaders and individuals that everybody has a different definition of success.
Yeah.
So how would you address that question to someone who has been laid off? What might success look like for that person?
I think there are two ways to think of it. We certainly think of being successful in terms of our work, and I think that's going to be hard to change. So people who have now lost their jobs are not feeling very successful about their work, and that's understandable. I think if we can get them to also think about success in terms of a successful life. For instance, I know that I'm successful if I'm working with clients that I love, that I'm able to find the right balance between family and home and social and volunteering and business expectations, and I'm able to figure out how to do that. That would be successful to me. So people in transition, I think it's too difficult to ask them to change their definition of work success right now because that's so on the front of their mind. But if we can ask them to think about success in terms of your kids, the legacy that you leave, you can be significant and successful. They aren't mutually exclusive.
That's so great. And how did you come up with the name for your company, SignificantSolutionsInc.com?
Thank you. It's based on my core value of significance. And I knew that that had to be a part of it. And then I thought, as I advise small business owners, what am I doing for them? And what I'm really doing is helping them come up with solutions. So Significant Solutions was born out of that process.
So in a way, we trade one feeling for another. So through your book, you can take someone who's in despair and discouragement and dismay and help them feel significant and that there's a solution there and that they have purpose and worth. And then you also build that bridge, not only between the emotional different islands, if you will, but also positive steps that they can take each day.
Yes, exactly. And it works. It works. I've seen it work.
I'm just so proud of you, Gay, for what you've done and,
thank you.
And the courage that you have shown, and you always make me smile every time we see each other or we talk, and I know you said yesterday you saw sunflowers and wanted to bring them to me, and I want to bring them to you today because I know you bring joy to everyone that you contact. So if anybody is interested, it's SignificantSolutionsInc.com. I've been speaking with Gay Lindfors, who is in the beautiful Twin Cities. Do you get confused which twin is which?
I don't. St. Paul or Minneapolis.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for your day.
Thank you, Lori Beth.
You bet. So, you know, it's just amazing the people that I have been blessed to meet since I've written Jesus CEO and The Path and my subsequent books. And I come across people every day who want to make a difference in the world, who are willing to take sacrifices and risks in order to hear those terms, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, good and faithful servant, from the one boss that truly matters. And that's what I work for every day. And I hope you work for the same thing. Life is so much more than a job, and each of us, I believe, were sent to the earth with something specific to contribute and give. So I challenge you to find out what it is that you came here to do, what is the work only you can do, and I think Gay's book goes a long way to helping people solve that problem. So Lori Beth Jones from the Lori Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. I want to thank you for listening today and remind you that if you want in the future, if you want to make comments, you need to register at blogtalkradio.com and you can email me questions even during the show. Onward and upward, never backward. Blessings to you all. This is Lori Beth Jones.